Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday night. Rafael Devers is not Barry Bonds. That's not what I'm saying. He's not even Buster Posey yet in terms of how the fan base reacts to him. But in terms of, oh my God, he hit the on-deck circle. I better finish drinking whatever I'm drinking, eating whatever I'm eating, buying whatever I'm buying, and I better be in front of my seat or in the club level. I have to turn around. The second Rafi Devers comes out of that dugout and gets into that on-deck circle, you're like, I can't miss his at-bat. I can't remember a player like that since Bonds. Now, at times, Posey gave you some of those feels, but this is different. This guy's trying to go yard on every single swing. And I would say to him, Rafi, take a little off the swing, doggy. Take a little off. Be a little more selective. And I think he will as time goes on. I'm sure, similar to like a wedding day, you say this to people when they're getting married, hey, it's a blur. It's a blur to you. You know, you're never even going to be able to fully process your wedding day because so many things are happening so fast. When you get traded to the Giants and have to go from the East Coast to the West Coast and you get thrust right into a game and you play a 3-game set against a team from the Central, and then boom, all of a sudden the team that you were on for the last 8 years is now playing you in the new ballpark, it's a complete blur. Right. So he gets a day off. He gets to kind of take a deep breath. And I think that's very important for him because I thought that during this weekend, he was in blackout mode. He was swinging at everything. He was trying to like earn the whole 8-year contract all in one swing. He was trying to shove it to the Red Sox. There were so many elements happening all at once, but he's a ball player. Yeah. And this guy is a force with the bat in his hands. There's no doubt about it. He hit a ball on Friday night that I thought could have been a home run if it weren't for the swirling winds that were going on Friday night at the, what's the guy, Rafaela, made a hell of a catch at the fence. They clearly, the Red Sox, scouted our entire pitching staff for whatever trade they were consummating between the Giants and the Red Sox, because they were on Birdsong like no other team I've seen. They were waiting on the junk. And then they were hitting everything hard the other way. They were pulling balls. Rafaela was dynamic Friday night. They were on our entire staff all weekend long. But Devers is a beast. And that was a great weekend for the Giants to kind of bounce back because they should have taken advantage Friday night.
What's funny was I immediately thought of that home run. Had it been in Boston, that's what, a double? Hell, if
it's
it
off
hit,
the wall.
It might be like a long single. You never know with
off
the way
the
he's
wall,
running.
Sure.
And by the way, with the way he's running because of a groin injury that we've learned about over the weekend, he's been dealing with the last couple weeks. So they're taking their time, Joe, when it comes to Devers at first base. A lot of people were wondering last week, is he going to make his debut at first base over the weekend? Well, they're taking it very slow because he is dealing with a groin injury. And yeah, let's start him in a whole new position with an injury. Now, let's take a step back here. Play DX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just for right now, keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, he is pressing a little bit. He is swinging for the fences every single time out there. I think, obviously, a little more juice in this series in particular because it is his former team and he wanted to stick it to
a little more juice?
No, it's a lot more. Yes, he wanted to stick it to his team the entire weekend. And that home run, I felt like, and for a lot of Giants fans, they felt the same way. And I want to ask you, he officially became a Giant, if you will, against
his
former team, right?
I was hoping that he would go yard off Chapman in the ninth inning on Friday night. But, and then Chapman talking smack.
Who are you, dude?
Wilmer Flores. Well, he's a very good player. He was also an awful human being off the field.
This is like his first year as a Red Sox, bro. Like, you've been here for a couple months. You're a Yankee.
But of all the people to yell at, Wilmer Flores? Bizarre.
Very odd.
It was bizarre. Anyway, the Giants have a second base problem. I mean, there's just no other way around it. They also have a center field problem. Like right now, Jungle League, when you go to the games, and for anyone that's been to a bunch of games this year, you've probably seen it more than me. They play the third baseman at the shortstop position, and the shortstop plays almost directly behind second base when Jungle League is batting. Mm. They are daring Jungle League to hit anything on the ground down the third baseline. Just a little chopper. Could be a bunt, could be anything. He's got to put the ball down the other way. Jung Woo Lee is driving me nuts right now. Absolutely driving me nuts right now. And I'm of the belief right now the Giants have three positions that are up for grabs, whether that means internally or externally. Catcher, second base, center field. Now, I know... Don't even do that.
Maybe he needs that.
Defensively,
to pump
he's been
up.
Good. Defensively, he's been good, Jungle Lee. Offensively, he has been scuffling. And it's how the at bats look, swinging to try to pull everything, like lunging forward while he's swinging. Like, we have a legitimate Jungle Lee issue simultaneously. Second base is a huge hole right now. And whether it's Casey Schmidt, who's on fire at third base,
he's.
Someone's
going
to have to take that spot.
As you just mentioned, Casey Schmidt, real quick. Four hits yesterday, three runs scored, an RBI,
batting
jack.
400 in the last week and a half.
That's just been incredible.
I'm really happy for him.
It's really good to see, right? And he's getting his opportunity and making the most of it and could potentially, as you're talking about second base, when Chapman comes back, could second base be in his future staying there? That's kind of in a perfect scenario, right? That would be the guy to take over.
Sorry, you guys want to hear what Casey Schmidt had to say about playing second base?
I certainly would, Sam.
I mean, I played a lot of second. I played a lot of all over throughout my time here. I'm just focused on, I'm focused on Tuesday. I'm not focused on, anything else. Just focused on going out Tuesday and getting ready to win.
His swing looks so good.
I
right
loved
now.
How confident he sounded. I was almost like mimicking how I thought he was looking. I was like, yeah, dude, I can play anywhere you want me to. But that's the confidence of a guy that has a great glove who truly believes I can play over there. I don't see any confident second baseman on this team right now. That's what you need,
dude,
is that
Friday
confidence.
Friday night. Okay. Christian Koss. So,
did you take a little guy, by the way, or no?
No. Okay. No, it was just me and JP Money. Great seats.
Nice. Where were we at?
Club level 205.
Excuse me.
First row.
That's right. Nice.
I mean, row A, there's so much leg room. It's incredible.
I was worried about your shoulder because obviously we had to do the pitching change.
Yeah.
Bonte had to take over for you. You okay? You good?
I'm great.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I had whatever the Mexican food place is up top where they do nachos with a helmet.
Oh, love a nacho helmet.
I had the carne asada. It was the mission style burrito or whatever. It was unbelievable.
You got the guac on there, the jalapenos, the sour cream, all of it.
I ate a whole thing of Cracker Jacks. I enjoyed the
Cracker Jacks? Wow. What are you, 10 years old?
Cracker Jacks are excellent. What are we talking about?
Cracker Jacks since I was like 10. Did you get a ring in there too? What'd you get?
Well, no, there's like a sticker or something.
Oh, okay.
The prizes aren't that great in the Cracker Jacks anymore.
Your fingers get very
sticky.
Yeah. So
you gotta have the wet wipes.
Yeah.
There
exactly.
you go. That's the dad in you, Joe.
Wipe
come on.
Me down.
Please. Yeah, save that.
A little boosy.
Yeah, thank you. Young gravy.
So I go to the game and they get bases loaded. Nobody out. And I'm saying, all right, hit the ball hard somewhere. And Koss did hit it hard somewhere, right to the second baseman for a double play.
He did.
Then, and they score a run. I don't even know. Is it you don't get an RBI for that when you ground into a double
correct.
Play?
Yeah.
That's kind of weak,
no
RBI. That's kind of weak.
What do you mean kind of weak?
Like, I brought him over.
Inning.
I brought him over. Give me the
you
RBI.
You swung the bat, and swinging that bat led to a run coming in. Yes. That run was batted in. Sure, it was batted in as the result
completely.
Of two outs that completely killed the momentum of the inning and all of our joy. But there's still a run that was batted in.
Like, if I'm in a if I'm a fantasy player, that pisses me off. That could have been the difference between me winning this week and me losing.
Well, if you're playing Christian Kosse in fantasy, you're not good.
Listen, there's a lot of struggles right now. All right? There's a lot of struggles right now.
So then he comes up again, bases loaded, and does the same thing, but I think to the shortstop. And then third base. Oh, was it third base? It was service. Okay. Then later on, there's a play at second base, and he just whiffs it. Just whiffs it. Look, Christian, you might be a great guy. You are right now unplayable. No, I'm dead serious. And Fitzgerald's not much better right now.
Well, that's
they've got a second base problem.
Well, I'm scared all of a sudden, Joe, as the Giants win this series. Like, you're telling me, like, three positions are up for grabs? That doesn't give me a lot of confidence heading into the rest of the year,
but it's
though.
It's baseball. So at any given time, you're going to have two or three guys scuffling. Like, you're not all humming all at once. You're just not. It's a game of failure, yes. Right? So if the greatest players of all time were, 300 average, that means you're out 7 out of 10 times.
Thank you.
So at any given time, you're going to have two or three guys that just ain't hitting right now. And right now, it's catcher. And then, like, oh, my gosh. Jung-Hoo Lee airmails the throw coming home. Wilmer is supposed to be the cutoff. He's nowhere to be found. Bailey comes flying up the first baseline, and then he just throws the ball into center field. I mean, Friday night they should have won that game. I thought defensively and then those situational at-bats with the bases loaded and no outs cost them Friday night's game. They should have swept this series.
They could have. They could have also just lost the series. Absolutely. 3-2 the final on Saturday. It was a close one, and obviously you were alluding to
Duvall made it closer than it needed to be on Saturday.
Absolutely. And Aroldis Chapman going at Wilmer Flores over the weekend. That whole thing was very odd, and you mentioned it earlier. Here was Wilmer Flores talking about that little back and forth.
Does that mean you got the pitch clock correlation or something like that?
I guess. I don't know.
But the umpire called it. You didn't call it violation.
No, I didn't.
No, that's an umpire's call. What kind of beef would he have with you?
I don't know. That's why I tried to ask. I don't know. I don't know. That's why I tried to ask him if he said something, because I don't know.
You think he said something to you while you were at play or while you were running?
While I was running the double set, yeah.
And he sounded angry.
I did?
You know he did. Did he?
Yeah, that's why I asked what was going on. I tried to ask him and let me know, see what happened.
Hey, glad we could clear that up. Yeah.
So that was Wilmer Flores on Friday. Obviously, Aroldis Chapman was assessed a pitch clock violation. And I guess that happens because the pitcher couldn't make eye contact with Wilmer.
The whole thing was bizarre.
The whole thing was very weird to me. Right?
When you're at the game, you don't know what's going on. And so, yeah, it was
I didn't know what was going on. I was watching on the TV kind of. I was like, what is happening
now? The other thing I would say, and I say the same thing to the NBA, and I say the same thing to the NFL, show us the replays.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm if you're going to charge people to go to games and you're going to make the in-game experience something so expensive and you got to be there, you've got to make it equal and show us the replays. I don't care if the officials on the field are a little insecure that their call might be wrong. It's the big leagues, all right? If I'm paying big money to spend money to park and spend money to eat and spend money to go to the game, show me the replays. Show me the replays. You've got to make the in-game experience on par with the on-the-couch experience at home. I have to see the replays. I have to know what's going on.
So Cora talked about Alex Cora, manager of the Boston Red Sox, saying, quote, the rule says you have to be in the box and alert. You have to make eye contact with the pitcher. Chappie was ready, and it seemed like Wilmer had his head down, and at one, his head was down with 5 seconds remaining on the pitch clock, and then he goes into this whole diatribe. I don't need to recap the entire thing, but it was just an odd thing. Wanted to clear that up because a lot of people, like myself and yourself being at the game, was very confused about that whole thing. The only loss of the weekend, though, was that Friday night loss. Of course, the one you go to, Joe. Come on, dude. What are you now? What's your record at Oracle Park this year for the Giants?
What is it? 1-2?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. 1-2? One and two?
What's your record, Sam? You've been to a lot of them.
I need a minute to kind of tell you.
Oh, boy.
That.
All right.
Or maybe I'm 2-2.
In the meantime.
Four, 2-2.
The biggest story of this weekend, we talked about it all week, was Rafael Devers playing against his former team. I want to hear from the opposition. I want to hear from Bob Melvin. I want to hear from everyone who had sound this weekend. Shout out Sam Lubman for being there. Steven Rizzotto. They were 95.7 was well represented.
Sam didn't even hit me up Friday night.
Did you want him to?
Yeah, I told him, come on by.
I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I did have a lot of running around. I had to do pregame between the Giants clubhouse, Bob, Cora, Red Sox clubhouse. So unfortunately, I had to do reporter stuff.
You couldn't come by during the game? And
locked in.
Is all this sound courtesy of you on my board?
It is.
Courtesy
of you. Wow. Slamming Sammy Lubman.
I was getting you sound ready for your show, Joe. Unfortunately, I couldn't come hang out with you.
Well, I heard you over the weekend, by the way. Great job with Dan Devone. Orange and black
rubbing
weekend
elbows
rap.
With Boston Red Sox media.
Well, or with Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, who talked about it with Sam Lubman this past weekend on Facing Devers. Let's take a listen.
No, it's awkward. You know, this happened 5 days ago. Right? The guy, you know, what he did since 2017 when he got called up all the way to the last game. Against New York, he produced, you know, and he's you look at the list of homers in the franchise, the 500 extra base hits, the World Series ring. There's a lot of stuff that Rafi did for us that we're gonna miss, and we're very proud of him. So to face him here, it's gonna be different from my end. You know, it's a night game, it's a day game, you know, and we get out, you know, and he's gonna keep doing his thing over here. You know, this is a tough division with a lot of ex teammates, right? So somebody has to win. But from my end, I appreciate everything he did for us, everything he did for me. And but like I always said, this is a weekend, we have to get him out. We're prepared for that, and he's prepared for that. Well, obviously to do the opposite.
Awkward. I love that first thing said. It's awkward. Like, it just is.
Well, I noticed that the fan base, when he made an out in that game, the Red Sox fans went crazy.
Oh, they loved it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Friday night, they were going crazy when he made an out.
And well, I thought they joined in the ovation when he came up to the plate in the first inning.
No, I would agree.
Too. Yeah.
But so, then when he made an out,
they loved it in the ninth thing. That was the loudest they were all night long.
100%. And then the other aspect that I noticed is that the Red Sox fans, there's no love loss whatsoever. He is a hated man from here on out for the remainder of his life.
Of his life or career?
No. I mean, like baseball life. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like baseball
thank
life.
You. I was going to say.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's, yeah. Well, I want to ask you about like the media, the Boston media going at Devers, Sam. Are they more aggressive than our media when it comes to like the direct questions?
I didn't notice anything too overly direct. Unfortunately, I didn't get to the presser that he had with them on Friday. I didn't even know that was happening until after.
Gotcha.
But as far as what I saw up close, I can't really say that they were that much more aggressive than other media.
One thing that I did notice with the Red Sox, and you know, they're supposed to be very analytically driven, very like what the Giants were, you know, during the Kapler era. There's two guys that stand on the end of the dugout the entire game. When they're on defense, and two different guys are like sending out signals on where
like
to position yourself, literally pitch to pitch. What?
Like a defensive coordinator almost?
Yeah, but yes, but like almost pitch to pitch. Like I was kind of blown away how much movement there was in between pitches for their entire defensive rotations. Almost like they knew locations and types of pitches that they were going to go to. I thought it was a little much. And I think if I was an old school like player, like, you know, I get it. But back off me a little.
Right, and Craig Breslow now, the head honcho over there, the president of baseball operations for Boston. Who did he learn of under? Theo Epstein, a guy that was, you know, the second coming of one Billy Bean, right? But a guy that had more money, and that was kind of the conversation last week from a lot of Boston people that were pissed. It's like, man, you just did a Moneyball move, but you're the Boston Red Sox. You're not the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
So you got rid of all that money for Kyle Harrison, Tibbs, Jordan Hicks, really? Really? So I thought it was just a huge win, over a series win for the Giants when they desperately needed one, and to do it against that squad for your guy now, who's your future star for the next 5, 6, 7 years, however long you want him, and Rafi Devers. All things considered, Joe, I do think that was the most important series win of the season. Like, that was, they needed to stop the bleeding. They did that. They needed to step up for their guy. He's their guy now. Like, he's officially a Giant. That is your guy. You need to step up for him this weekend. And listen, he didn't have a great series. He had the home run, but I think overall he wasn't, what is his, was he 0-for-5 on Friday with you? He wasn't very good. Looked like he was pressing, right? Clearly, there's a lot of emotions heading into it. It's awkward, as his former manager, Alex Cora, said. But for them to pick him up, for the Casey Schmitz of the world, for the Elliot Ramoses of the world, for them to do that, thought it was huge. Thought it was massive.
Well,
for the culture of this team going forward, too.
No question, the culture. And galvanizing around Devers, I think, is extremely important early on in his like Giants infancy. Mike Yastrzemski's on fire right now.
He is.
No, like he's playing really good baseball right now.
Against his grandpa's former team, yeah. Right? There's something there. Another home run, three home runs in total against the Red Sox in his career. It's pretty cool.
And then they need Chapman back in the worst way. They really do. And it's not necessarily about third base production. It's about moving Schmidt over to second while he's hot and getting Chapman back in the lineup. Ramos is an adventure defensively. I mean, my God, this guy made an unbelievable diving catch over the weekend and then made one of the worst plays that I've ever seen yesterday. You want to talk about pendulum? I mean, that guy is from one end of the spectrum, makes an elite defensive play, and then in the very next game, just an unbelievably atrocious play off the glove. Fourth grade type stuff.
Was that the first inning too, right? Yeah, that. Yeah.
I think it was a Roman Anthony play. Was that the Roman Anthony like line drive? I mean, he's got to catch that. There's no way around it.
Bailey had a bad throw.
Went all Rube Baker out.
Bailey
there.
Had multiple bad throws. Right again, I'm going to keep saying it. Right now, second base is a spot that's up for grabs. I think catcher is up for grabs. I really do. I think it's Bailey by default right now, but I think they could be searching the waiver wire. They could be searching the trade deadline acquisition. I mean, I think they're going to draft three of them. I really do. I think they're going to draft three guys here coming up, three separate catchers.
More catchers. Sorry, I just have to laugh at the absurdity of investing all this into catchers, the Joey Bars, the Patrick Baileys, and they still can't find that guy. When you had one of the greatest catchers of your generation, obviously in the front office now, one Buster Posey. It's crazy, right?
No,
it just
this
is
real. And
I know.
Center field,
look at Cal Raleigh. Why not?
I'm also open to having a discussion about center field. Jung-Hoo Lee has got to step it up. Mm. Offensively, defensively, he's fine. He's fine defensively. But offensively, you look at that contract, it's going to start to balloon. I just wonder if he's a Buster guy long term. Is Buster married to him?
Mm.
I wonder.
Well, because, again, as you alluded to, it was a Farhan signing, right? And we see this all the time in what?
Every sport.
Well, any NFL, for sure. Yeah,
for
you
sure.
You get the new people, and it's like, I don't care. I'm going to cut this guy. Like, Sean Payton had a year of Russ. He's like, I'm not married to him. You brought me in to fix this stuff, right?
I agree.
See ya. Deuces. Again, he's already made his imprint on this organization, Buster Posey, in a big way with the Devers trade. And, yeah, this offseason, there's going to be even more things to point to Buster Posey because – as we have learned, he wants his imprint and he wants his fingerprints all over this organization.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.